Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function optimally in the kingdom of heaven through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural, and we've been focusing on the sixth key, which is that you should be filled with the Holy Spirit, that is, be filled with the manifest presence of God. Our focus has been on the benefits of the presence of God. So today we continue speaking about another benefit. And so the eighth benefit of being filled with the Holy Spirit, the eighth benefit of being filled with the manifest presence of God, is that it causes supernatural transformation within us. That the manifest presence of God causes supernatural transformation within us. And let's just look at the scriptures and see what it says. An illustration of this kind of transformation from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9. This is concerning King Saul. Saul, before he was he became king, and immediately what happened thereafter. So 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 15 to 21, this is what the scripture says. It says, Now the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him leader over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me. When Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, "This is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people." Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, "Will you please tell me where the seer's house is?" "I am the seer," Samuel replied. "Go up ahead of me to the high place, for today you are to eat with me, and in the morning I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them. They have been found. And to whom is all the desire of Israel turned, if not to you and all your father's family?" Saul answered, "But I am not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel? And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing?" So as you can see, this is what the position was before Saul encountered the Spirit of God, the manifestation of the Spirit of God in his life. So what had happened is that they had lost their donkeys, the father's donkey that he was taking care of. And now they wanted to see a prophet, a seer, so that they can be able to know what do they do, where can they get the lost donkeys. But it was God's own orchestration so that they can meet the seer. That's why the scripture say that the Lord was going to send the person, because it says in verse 16, "About this time tomorrow I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin." So you see, there's an orchestration of God causing the person to come. So sometimes God can be orchestrating you to come and meet something or a person or a situation by circumstances that you don't realize that it's God is the one who's doing it behind the scenes. Or he can cause a person to come and meet you. So this is what was happening to Saul, son of Kish, the Benjamite. And you see his position of who he was at that time is that in verse 21 is that he says that, "But am I not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel? And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing?" So it's just amazing how God will pick the least person and then make them great, as he always does, because it brings glory to him. So this is what the position of Saul was. This is what he was. Then you see what now happens is described in chapter 10. So this is what happens now in verse chapter 10 from verse 1, and then I read verse 5 to 9. So chapter 10 verse 1, it says, then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance? See, then now, that's the anointing takes place. Then now, in verse 5 to 9, he says that after describing what the kind of people will meet, that he'll meet three men and they'll give him some loaf of bread. Then he says in verse 5 that after that, you will go to Gibeah of God, where there is a Philistine outpost. As you approach the town, you will meet a procession of prophets coming down from the high place with lyres, tambourines, flutes, and harps being played before them. And they will be prophesying, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hands find to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, but you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. So you can see, he sees like he seemed to be an ordinary person coming. He's like from the tribe of Benjamin, which is like the least of the tribe. And then he says that is the smallest tribe in Israel, rather. Then he says that he comes from the clan that is the least of the clans in the tribe of Benjamin. So he's coming from the lowest point. But now God having appointed him, God, through Samuel the prophet, he imparts the anointing for kingship upon him. So the impartation happens. And then what happens is that the Spirit of God comes upon him in power, and he is changed into a different person. Another version, I think, is a King James version, which says that you will be turned to another man. So you see, that's what happened, that he was turned to another man. So the signs were fulfilled, and so he became a different person. He experienced supernatural transformation. So that's what the being filled with the Spirit of God does. That's what the manifestation of the presence of God, that when God comes upon us in power by his Spirit, when he fills us, then supernatural transformation occurs. Supernatural, because this happens in your spirit. The Holy Spirit fills your spirit. And then this happens in the spirit. It's like the word used for baptism of the Spirit is immersion, like the way you put a cloth in a dye. So when the immersion happens in the Spirit of God, and it doesn't have to just happen at the initial point of the baptism of the Spirit, like the day of Pentecost, but it keeps happening when you are filled and refilled continually, then what happens is supernatural transformation. Supernatural transformation takes place. Yeah, so so the more we spend time with God, when you spend quality time with God and are filled with the Spirit, the more we are also transformed by his presence. So the transformation occurs, it's the seed is in the spirit, and then it's manifest through the transformation of our mind and heart. Because true transformation is when true transformation is manifested by transformation of your mind and heart. And it occurs it's powered by the Holy Spirit, but it occurs by light, in terms of the workings of the Spirit of God to open your eyes to see things differently, to change the way you think, your mindset, and to change the attitudes of your heart. So this can occur over time through the ministry of the Word of God and the interaction with the Word of God, and also by the power of the Spirit. Ideally, it's both of them. It works, the Word of God and the Spirit of God transforming you. Your mind is renewed and you're changed. So when you spend time with God, the Holy Spirit works supernatural transformation in us. And the transformation, the effect is primarily in the mind and heart. Sometimes you may not realize that you have been transformed. You may not realize that you have been changed by God's power But the people around you will notice the transformation. As you spend time with God, the Holy Spirit will keep working on you and working on you. And you may not realize that you are being transformed. Just like the way we saw the beginning of explaining the benefits, that one of the transformation that happens is one of the impact of being with the being filled with the presence of God, of spending time with God like Moses did, is the supernatural radiance. So you are transformed and there is radiance upon you, and you don't realize what has happened to your spirit and is affecting you. So in the same way also, as you spend time with God in His Word and being filled with the Holy Spirit, more and more with God, the Spirit of God works change in you. And so you will experience a change in the kind of person who you are, to the point whereby people will see that there's something different. Whether you notice or not, people will begin to see that there's something different about you. Because, you know, association is what makes association influences. That's why the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33, that do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good morals. Or in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, it says that he who walks with the wise grow wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. So there's an effect in association. So when you spend time with God, and you're filled with the Spirit of God, who is a person, the power of the Holy Spirit begins to change you. Begins to change and begin to become a different person. And when you're transformed in mind and heart, eventually what happens is that it's manifested in your, this is expressed in terms of transformation of your character. What we see is your character changed. The way you think, your worldview and your character is changed. And let's see in the New Testament what the scriptures say concerning this. This manifests in the form of what we call the fruit of the Spirit. Because when you're talking about a fruit, it means there's a seed, that's a spirit. So we start with what happens by a product of the sinful nature in us, and the contrast with the sin as expressed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 23. Verse 19 to 23, it says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft. Hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So you see the manifestation of the sinful nature, the flesh, the fallen nature in us, that is the Adamic nature. That's what it expresses, all these wicked things. But now this is what the scripture says in verse 22. It says, it contrasts with that. It says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So you see, the scriptures is telling us when you are that when the Spirit of God is in you and is at work in you, what we will see is the result of the Spirit being in you in form of a fruit, that the Holy Spirit, who is a person residing in you, is a seed he planted in you. He will produce fruit. When you put a seed, what is in the seed, the possibilities that are in the seed have to manifest when it grows. When it begins to blossom, that's when we see. Like when you have a bad seed, there will be bad fruit. When you have good seed, there will be good fruit. So when you say the Spirit of God is God and His nature, when he's a seed in us, he begins to manifest. People begin to see in us as when he stays long enough with the Spirit and he works in us. When the Word of God transforms us, and by the power of the Spirit of God in us, so the Holy Spirit, as he fills our lives continually and interact with him, he will begin to change us, because he's not just a power, he's a person. So he'll begin to change us. We find that you're becoming more loving. You are being filled with joy. You're being filled with peace. You begin to have supernatural patience. You begin to have supernatural kindness and supernatural goodness and supernatural faithfulness and supernatural gentleness and supernatural self-control. So these are things that are not just acts that you're trying by effort alone to become. But even if you try to become them, it's powered by the Spirit of God. There are many people try to become these things, but they can't. But it's because of the power of the Spirit of God that you are transformed. Transformed, you see. So this supernatural manifestation of character cannot happen without the power of the Spirit of God. So therefore, you see that being filled with the Spirit of God results in one of the benefits, which is supernatural transformation. Supernatural transformation. And maybe you have been struggling with this in terms of maybe the form of a relationship that you have, relationships at work or relationship with your spouse, and you see, as it seems as if the flesh seems to be the one that is manifesting. You have to ask yourself, have you exposed yourself to transformation by the power of the Word of God and being filled with the Holy Spirit, being filled with the manifest presence of God? Have you exposed yourself to encounter with the Word and the Spirit of God continually to the point whereby you are transformed, so that you don't walk in the flesh, but you walk in the Spirit? And you experience supernatural transformation. Okay? So, that's a reflection I would like you to have in your life. Whether you have experienced this kind of transformation in your life. And what you're going to do about it now that you have had this episode. So, if you have been blessed by this episode, I would like you to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss future episodes, and you can also share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member. You can post it on your social media platform because you don't know who might benefit from the same. Somebody seeking to change themselves, but they don't realize that it takes the supernatural to change themselves. And you can also give us feedback using the podcast platform from which you are listening to this on, or the email address provided in the show notes, or the contacts provided in the social media accounts, the profiles listed in the show notes. Otherwise, I pray for you that by being filled with the Holy Spirit, you will encounter supernatural transformation. By being filled with the manifest presence of God, you'll encounter supernatural transformation, as we see in the scriptures. God bless you.